In November, Iowa officials gathered in Des Moines with Harvard election security experts, including Robbie Mook, Mrs. Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, to test processes involved in the caucuses, but the app wasn't part of the exercise. Still, Shadow developed an initial version of the app that month and began testing and updating it, according to a person involved in the effort. As the caucus date approached, more updates came, but the developers didn't regard them as critical. The weekend before the caucuses, officials from Shadow, the state party, and the DNC gathered to run final tests. They fed in false data to verify that the quality control system would catch anything amiss. The app worked well, according to a person involved, but no evidence arose of a bug that would jumble a portion of the results on caucus night. The Sunday before the caucuses, Mr. Price kept up a busy schedule. He taped an interview with Cassie Hunt of MSNBC in the early afternoon. He posed for a photo on the Fox News set with Donna Brazil, a former chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. In the evening, he was at a Super Bowl party with Senator Amy Klobuchar. Yet in Polk County, where Democrats were preparing for 177 precinct caucuses, it had already been clear all week that the app had problems. When a precinct chair's reported issues, the state party referred them to a lone help desk employee who did not always respond to calls and emails. 6 hours before the caucuses were to start at 7 p.m. Monday, precinct leaders received a final email about the app with an ominous instruction. If the app stalls / freezes / locks up, close out of the app and log back in with your PIN. The app should save where you were. If it does not, please call in your results. Most precinct caucuses ran smoothly across the state, but when some precinct leaders tried to report the results, the app sometimes froze. Calls to the state party hotline sometimes languished on hold for 5 hours. To relieve pressure on the state party, DNC officials executed a contingency plan created for natural disasters or terror events. Using a backup call center at the party's headquarters on South Capitol Street in Washington, where about 40 people began taking calls. By then, it was clear that a catastrophe was taking place at the Iowa Event Center, a venue for auto shows and state wrestling tournaments that was serving as caucus central.